Hey everyone, this is Anthony Reeves, and here's another episode of Easy, but Not So Easy. Today, we're going to talk about your parents. This is probably the easiest thing in the world if you've got a great relationship with your parents, I hope. Here's a situation where your parents are, as they get older, or certain things happen from a health standpoint, they now are starting to get into the position where they need some assistance. Not that they want it or absolutely desire it, but they may need it based on the circumstances. And guess what? As a child of them or as a loved one, you don't mind stepping up to the plate and helping them out. And because you've known them for such a long period of time, you may be in a position where you may be able to share insight or have insight that the average person doesn't have. So serving in the capacity of working or helping your parents out is really, really easy. Until it's not. So let's talk about the situation when it's not so easy. Depending on the situation that you're helping them with, you may not know everything. So many times what happens is that when, as a child, when you're there to try to help your parents out in a particular situation, they're sharing with you and stuff from a standpoint of their perspective. So there may be a whole lot of different information that they're leaving out. Now, there's nothing wrong with trusting what your parents are telling them, but sometimes you have to take the kid's hat off and look at this from an outsider standpoint and say, okay, what is it that they haven't told me that I need to be aware of? Keep in mind, even though you're helping your parents, you're still in the parent-child dynamics. So therefore, your parents might fall into this category of thinking they don't need to tell you everything. And because they do that, they put you in a situation where you're moving or making moves on their behalf with limited information or information that's not entirely accurate. So keep in mind that when you're helping them and you're finding yourself in a position to assist them, you may not know everything. It's extremely important that you take the opportunity to get whatever documents you need to be able to speak on their behalf. Depending on the situation that you're in, and I had this situation with a loved one several years ago, that the first thing I did, because they were dealing with a home foreclosure, and this was in a different area that I was unfamiliar with, I asked, what do I need to do in order, what documentation do you need from me in order for me to be able to speak on her behalf? And they were like, we just need a particular release, not a problem. I sent a release to her, I sent it to them, and I've had it on standby every time we talk. And you're sitting here saying, why did it have to be all that? Because guess what? If you're dealing with a big entity or something where you're not always going to be talking to the same person over and over again, it becomes a royal pain in the backside every time you have to tell somebody this whole long winding road about how you got to where you're helping them out when you can just simply say, I got a release. Would you like me to send it to you again? Because I already provided it before. And then once you get that done, we good? Okay, let's go. So when you're in a position, depending on the circumstances that you're having to help your family member out, your mom, your dad in this situation, see what you need to in terms of getting the appropriate documentation so that you're not having to go through this long-winded story of having to explain to them who you are, your relationship, they want your help, and all that good jazz. Now, I said this before about don't assume that you know everything. Don't assume that they will continue to tell you everything. And this is where it becomes tricky. In this instance, when you go in at the very beginning, you're going to probably only go in with the information that they've told you thus far. Then what ends up happening is once you start getting more and more pieces, you start realizing, okay, they've left some parts out. But then you take it a step further. As you keep going on further and further, you now find yourself in this powerful position where they are getting information and they're not always sharing that information with you. And now you're really angry because what's happening is that your ability to be able to assist them is impacted because they are making independent decisions about what information they are selectively choosing to let you know as they find out. So it's kind of a two-prong attack. When you first jump in, you only have the story that they're sharing with you. And then as you go on, you're realizing that there's parts of the story that keeps evolving that they keep not telling you parts of. So you need to be prepared for the harsh reality that there is a chance that they may not always be giving you every component of the story as it's materializing when you're trying to help them out. And always remember, at the core, they're still your parents. Whether you want to believe it or not, however many years it takes before you have to start helping them, whether it be their 40s, their 50s, 60s, 70s, they were your parents a lot longer than you were actually helping them. So you have to remember that dynamic, that sometimes what ends up happening is you can't really say what you want to. I notice people say, I get gangster with my mom and my dad. I'm like, yeah, okay. The level of gangster you would get down with your mom and dad is not the level you would to somebody you don't know. Trust me, I have said some jamming things to some of my clients when I used to represent clients back in the day. I would never come at my mom with because I didn't want to get popped in the mouth. So I learned very early on, whether it be my mother or my aunts or my uncles or all those people, whenever I've had to help them, how to strategically engage them in such a way to not disrespect the fact that they are my elders. But sometimes that's taken me into those places where I've had to basically say, okay, you ain't gonna wanna hear what I'm about to say, but I'm gonna come at you like you're a client of mine. That's usually the clue that lets them know I'm about to get gully. Because you never wanna do that, but sometimes what happens is that once that dynamics of being a parent and a child comes into play, it limits you in terms of feeling comfortable about what you can ask them. And it definitely puts them in a position where they may sometimes feel like they don't need to tell you certain things because you're the child. You're the child, they're the parent. So keep that in mind when you're finding yourself in that dynamic, that may come as a part of the interplay that may impact what you're trying to do. Helping your parents is an awesome endeavor, and I encourage everyone to do it if you can. But remember, it can be tricky because if they're asking you to help them, sometimes, not all the time, sometimes they want you to help them on their terms. And their terms are not always the terms that you're dealing with across the board in the real world. So when you find yourself being in a position, that tough position of having to look after your parents and take care of some of their affairs, just be prepared for those dynamics. So this way, when the headaches start coming, you're not surprised when they happen, and you can address them and deal with them accordingly.